Yeah, I got my phone too. Yeah. So I like to like write a lot of notes or screenshots.
That's good, bro. But yeah, how you were saying? Sorry, before I had to cut you off.
Wait, what were we saying? Actually, I don't know what I was saying, but I took a screenshot of it is an article on forward.com. I don't know if this is a trustworthy site, but it's talking about the Chinese concentration camps and how it's perpetrating genocide. And there's a certain statement that I highlighted because I wanted to mention it. And what it says is, failure to act now will leave a stain on the consciousness of the world for years to come. And that's true, because it's like if this isn't something that's brought to awareness or handled ASAP, then this is going to be another scar on in history.
Yeah.
Or another a big negative situation.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And you see,
this shit's crazy.
You see, bro, and for me at least, like, it sucks, cause like it's not like, not saying it's not, but not. I'm gonna just be real. Like just being real, like I don't think it's gonna get shed to light. Like all this, like our podcast could get like a million views, and like, you know, whether like it's successful or not, like until people, like a bunch of people, start actually bringing at like their actions start like aligning with their words, is like when shit, and even then, like that's something that's usually like, since China is such like a communist country, like it's foreign interference, especially considering the tie that US and China have, it's not too positive, you know what I mean? And not to say like, oh, there's not gonna be like any like, no, like this is why we're doing this podcast, is to bring awareness to those actually listening. Like, although we kind of like sidetracked it and like all that, overall, like I said, it's just like, the point of this podcast was for that. Everything else that came along with it is just like, we can't sit here and talk about a topic for like an hour. Uh-huh.
That's physically
impossible. Yeah. How boring would that be for some people, you know? Anyways, that whole thing is like, it's as fucked up as it seems. It's like China doesn't let too many people inside let know what they're going on, what's going on inside. And people, like I said, at least our president right now, the whole election things that happening on right now with like Joe Biden not being a good candidate and fucking people re-electing Donald Trump. And even then, bro, like I've been more conscious of it, and it's like the whole hate Donald Trump. Not saying that I support what he does, because I'm Mexican. So, and even then, it's like it's such a touchy topic. But anyways, like my perception on Donald Trump has changed a lot. I don't agree with the shit that he's doing immorally. Like I always say, fuck Trump in my head whenever I go past something. But I at least don't let that hate consume me when I talk to somebody that's a Trump supporter, because that's what they want you to do. So like, for you to not react to them is like a slap to the face more than if you fucking try to go off with them on them or whatever. So at least for me, but anyways, it's like we're so caught up with that, and then the whole Black Lives Matter, the whole fucking thing. I was looking at a video too. I think Anisha posted it. If you follow her, like check it out. If not, I'm gonna post it on mine. But it was basically like this lady, this Republican lady, I believe, going in on Cardi B, right? And she, like, bro, she goes off, and it's just crazy how, like, it changed my point of view on the whole Black Lives Matter thing, because, like, basically what this lady said, it's, like, statistically, black men kill more black men than the cops do, and just different shit like that, not trying to downplay the fucking severity of police brutality, not saying that either, but it's also a thing to take into consideration, like, most people just, like I said, bro, This is, like I said, sometimes it's so good to play, like, two sides, but it's hard because it's, like, for me, I always come in the middle, bro, and, like, I can't side with either or because it's, like, it's so touchy and so hard, you know? Mm. But I don't know, bro. That's basically what she was saying. So I feel like with all this going on, and even then, it's, like, it's so hard because, like, we can't do much besides speak on it. And even if we try to do something, we would need it, like, politicians, the help of politicians, and just different people. It would need the act of just us, you know, like, we're doing our part, but we need the help of others, like, everybody else listening to this, to kind of bring awareness, because it was going around for a bit, but then, like I said, we got so caught up with doing our own shit that we were just kind of like, oh, like, you know, we just, like, sometimes it's, like, out of sight, out of mind. That's a big thing for all humans, and at least for myself. It's, like, if I'm not looking at it, I'm not talking about it, I don't usually think about it, you know what I mean? And that's how it is, because I remember for a bit, I did see it floating around social media, at least on Twitter, mostly, videos of just, like, the internment camps, all that bullshit, like, all the, like, videos of fucking the Chinese men, like, beating, like, Muslim women, and just, like, Muslim men, and just, like, in general, you know, the brutality of it, you know, but it's, like, it sucks, because even those pictures, bro, were pulled from a satellite. Like, how bad is there, like, you know, how good is their security? And that's the thing, like, I was also reading, like, China's so good at that, like, they take, like, cybersecurity and all that shit really serious, considering the U.S., like, at least the U.S., a big difference, not to, you know, drift away from the topic, but, like, at least in each country, like, we spend so much fucking money on military, and if we, like, China spends most of their fucking money on, obviously, military and shit, but they spend it mostly, like, on AI, intelligence, like, cybersecurity, shit like that, so they...
Really?
You know, yeah, because they actually... See, the Americans, at least, like, for our Donald Trump, anything, they think having a big military, China's looking for the future, in the sense that they know that once we, like, get further in the future, that, like, our wars are not going to be fought man to man. They're going to be fought, like, AI against AI, and just, like, you know, like, robots and just shit like that. So they're trying to improve, like, that type of field. And that's why, like, they have, like, I don't know if I spoke to you about it, but they have, like, the most, I think it's, like, miles of, I think it's, like, high-speed train. So their trains go up to, like, 200 miles per hour. You can get to, and it's all interconnected, like, all of China, like, most of China has that type of train. And here in the U.S., it's, like, our average train goes to, like, 60 miles per hour. But that's just, like, they are improving so many different things in that aspect, you know what I mean? But the U.S. doesn't, like, they just kind of, like, they think a big military and having all that shit is important. But within a few years, like, that's why, like, China being the world...
No, AI is, like, improving really quick.
Yeah, bro,
dude.
Like, that's the thing. It's, like, we don't ever see the importance of that. And, like, yeah, we... I'm not saying that the U.S. doesn't ever, like, doesn't have people in those type of fields. But the type of advancement, the amount of people that are in those fields is probably much more limited compared to China. Especially considering that their population more vast. But at least for us in our... You know, society, it's like we don't ever, and even then, bro, like, that's why I was like, cybersecurity for me, that's more something else that I want to go into, like, college for. It's like cybersecurity, because we only, like I said, this only is going to advance more. So if you don't protect yourself and shit like that against, like, you know, we don't ever think about that, but there's people that credit card scammers, all that bullshit, they're out.
That ass credit card scammers,
yeah, and all that bullshit, bro. So it's just crazy, bro, to think about. And yeah, bro, like, that's. But to sum up my point, what I wanted to, like, kind of say is, like, we're doing our part, but we can't do it without the help of others. And, like, we can only speak on it, and we can only get people to think about it. And, oh, shit, like, this shit's fucked up. But unless they, like, okay, like, you know, fucking, I'm at least post something. And even then, a post, what is so much, even then, bro, like, it would probably get to the views of fucking 10 million views, like, whatever, bro. There's people, like, those videos have millions of views, and we just need to bring awareness to the right people. That way they could try to bring, you know, more light to it. So
right.
That's basically, like, our point, in a way. It's so fucked up, and there's only so much we could do. There's only so much money we could send. There's only so much, like, you know, well, without the help of others and, like, people in a higher position, at least right now, but with a higher position of authority to kind of bring light to that, you know. And even then, it's so fucked up, because it's like I said, I keep highlighting the fact that they're a communist country, but it's like a sad reality. Most people don't comprehend that, like, thinking, oh, they're just communists. Like, no, considering that, like, you know, most of everything that goes on is for the fucking purpose of the government. It's not you know.
That's crazy.
Like, to think about
that. Men just live in that?
Yeah, bro. Like, and it's crazy. It's like China's a little more, like, they're a little more, like, they allow a little bit of democracy in the sense that they let, like, private business, like, you know, like, they saw, okay. So, a little, not a little history lesson, but based on what I know, is, like, fucking the Soviet Union failed and crumbled. Why? Because there was a totalitarianism. Yeah, there we go. I couldn't say the word.
Totalitarian.
Yeah. But then they kind of, like, implement, they got some of their, you know, they were influenced by them, but they were also influenced by America, seeing how, like, after World War II, the fucking country just went boom, you know, the economy went, you know, they were inspired mm-hmm. also by us, the U.S., like, how democracy and how, like, all that shit, like, what's it called? Capitalism thrived, you know? So they got a little bit of both, you know? And overall, like, that country, like, China, and even then, it's like, our understanding of it is not going to be the same as somebody that lived there. But, like, their country is communist, but overall, it's like they have a little bit of capitalism in the sense that they have private companies and shit like that. But at the end of the day, it's all for the purpose of the country, to better the country. That's why their country is much more advanced, because here, like, the only person doing it kind of for the purpose of the, like, everybody is Elon Musk. And even then, it's like, we put him so much in a high pedestal. But anyways, like, the man's a fucking genius. You can't fucking deny that fact. And the fact that he's innovating, and he fucking launched the spacecraft to fucking that... You can't take that from him. He built something from fucking nothing. He was an immigrant in the fucking U.S., dude. Like, that's... Like I said, most people get mad when we talk about Elon Musk. Just for those fucking Elon Musk haters, it's like... You know, he did what he did. And, you know, he did it for the better of the...
I'm just...
Like, for the better
respect,
of the fucking...
Fuck.
Exactly. He did it for the better of... And even then, it's like, people hate on him so much because of, like... How fucking low wages and all this bullshit. I don't fucking know, bro. But, you know, there's always sacrifice with anything. You know, that's a big... I'm a big believer on that. You can't have what you have without sacrifice of something.
So, yeah.
You know,
facts.
Yeah. It's just like, to me, it's like, he's doing it for the betterment of, like, the country. And, like, he's trying to do the underground, like, thing in L.A. I know there's been... like rumored, or like it's been confirmed, but it's like something that hasn't been progressed because it's so hard, you know, because of like exactly because of the U.S. it's so fucking private company, you know, capitalism and shit. So it's, if it was like in China, it's like, oh, Elon Musk is trying to do that, I'm pretty sure China would have supported and like allowed him to, you know, do some shit like that, you know. But it's always, like I said, for the betterment of the country. That's a big difference of, you know, between like
that'd be crazy.
And, you know, but it's just, yeah, bro, it's just crazy to think about that, you know. Even though what I said, it's like, you know, couldn't be right, but can't be right, but that's just what I think and share, bro, that.
Yeah.